Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, we're going to take a look at the Bears linebackers and how they performed in 2013. The best player on the field probably was Lance Briggs. He's been incredibly healthy during his career. Unfortunately, suffered a shoulder injury, missed 7 games. How much did that hurt the defense?
Well, let's take a quick snapshot at the linebacker position. They brought DJ Williams in here, free agent, pulled his calf the second or third day of training camp, missed a big section of time. James Anderson, they brought in here as a free agent, really did a nice job of controlling his position, first, second, third down. Came in here and helped solidify the linebacker position when there was great uncertainty because with Brian Urlacher leaving the team and Nick Roach going to the Oakland Raiders. So again, how do you develop the entire position? We came out of the box strong because DJ Williams was healthy by the time the regular season started. Lance was playing at a Hall of Fame level and James Anderson was really contributing at a quality level. Then you got injuries. Then you put in rookies. Then you talk about inexperience. And you talk about guys getting out of position because of the way offenses can manipulate you. And again, then you started to be exposed in the middle of the field because you had inexperience. I really like what I saw out of Jonathan Boston because, again, it's about him learning the position, becoming more academically involved in this offseason, understanding the opponents that he played against, and then making sure that he fits into the right position. Jonathan Bostic has incredible skills. That's why they talked about him having the ability to play at the middle linebacker or an outside linebacker position. Again, those are the traits you look for in a player. Now it's developing the mental aspect of the game that will allow Jonathan Bostic to explode onto the linebacker scene.
I want to ask you a follow-up about Jonathan Bostic because I thought he made some plays, but to me he was very inconsistent and didn't really develop the way they thought. What do you see in him that you think he projects as a solid NFL player down the line?
First of all, you have to desire. You have to have the want to be on the practice field every day and get better. That's what Jonathan Bostic has. He has the athleticism. He can run with anybody on this football team. Now it's making sure you use your speed and your athleticism with intelligence. That's what will get him into the right tackling position. Don't overrun the point of attack and let an offensive lineman push you out of the way. Don't get out of position when a running back's coming right towards you. And Jonathan Bostic, believe me, this guy is going to be a linebacker that we talked about for a long time for the Chicago Bears, and he wears number 5'7".
Boy, I know Olin Kreutz wore that number, didn't he?
He did.
Okay, excellent. Is Kasim Green a guy that we're going to talk about as a linebacker down the line with the Bears for years to come, too?
I believe so. You know what, Larry? Anytime you take a rookie and you give him in-game experience, he's going to come back that next year with such confidence because, you know, he's going to have an opportunity to go back, study those tapes of himself performing in the NFL, understanding what he could do better, knowing that he fits and he belongs. That's the key ingredient here is making sure 59 and 57 come back here with the confidence that they're coming here to compete as starters, not backups, and I think that elevates everybody on the defense.
I want to go back a little bit to DJ Williams because I think that he did solidify the defense here. He was a star in Denver, a former first-round pick with the Broncos. Unfortunately, he got hurt and was lost for the season. What did you see, what did you like about him early in the season?
First of all, I like the speed in which he played with, the intensity he carried to the practice field. And again, he did get injured early. But after he was injured early, you saw him every day paying attention to the drills, making sure that he was in tune with the terminology of his defense. And then he was healthy 3 days before the start of the regular season, and then he became the starter again. Right there, it gives you an indication what a player is willing to do, how in tune he's willing to stay, and how ready he wants to physically stay so when his challenge becomes.
Great stuff, Tom. That's a look at linebackers. Next, we'll be looking at defensive backs on ChicagoBears.com.